My guest is Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. You know, when I took the break from the first segment, I posed the question, what did the educated owl say? And I forgot to give the answer, and I forgot, I'll give you the opportunity to answer if you know what the educated owl said.
It's got to have a who in the answer.
Whom is the answer? Okay, my guest, Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. My 94-year-old mother gave me that from her 90-year-old brother. You mentioned the city process, and you know the city is very strict. You have built buildings in historic districts. Your style is Spanish with a twist. And how did the city process approval process receive your different designs? Did you get any blowback hurdles on that?
Well, first of all, I made sure I was thorough and covered everything, and that makes a difference. So make sure when I turn a project in, it's well thought out. And I think that shows because I really haven't had blowback, in fact, from the city. I've only had help from the city. So I love the city process. At times, it's way too slow. Owners might not like it, but we have rules that are all based on good ideas. The problem is that one agency has one rule, another one has another, and they've never talked to each other. So we have to talk to all the different agencies and make all these rules work. But they're generally made for keeping the town feeling good, environmental reasons, energy savings. So they're all great rules. They just sometimes are hard to put together in one building.
So you in advance do your homework and make sure you're not coloring outside the lines for the cities.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you at least find the lines and get right up to them for sure and make them bulge out a little bit and so they're not straight lines.
We don't like straight lines.
Because they aren't
plaster,
straight lines.
Right, plaster's not straight. And we're gonna...
You change one question in the code or go to one different paragraph and then all the other ones change. So you got to see, you got to be flexible. Just, you know, it's all coming back to plaster. You got to be flexible and move with all these rules and to end up with something good because everyone's going to try to stop you. Someone's going to try to stop you, not for a bad reason, just because their rule says stop. So you got to find a way around those for those people to say yes. And then the review boards have been great. They know I come in well thought out and they respect that. I don't come in here throwing half-baked idea at them. So if they're going to change something that I've done, they better look at it close because I've already looked at it for 6 months.
Right, right. And that's a good tie into my next question. Is the timeline from when you first meet someone and the process starts, site visit, getting ideas, what they want, and incorporating this, what's your first meeting like with a potential client?
Well, it's a dangerous the answer will be wrong, whatever I tell you. But if it's a house on a developed lot or a lot near that it's not up in the hills, that needs a lot of grading, et cetera. If it's a developed lot, I tell them they should be in their house in 2 years. That's what it generally takes for a house. As you complicate projects or get a mixed-use project, have to start going to other review boards, planning commission, city council, you just add to that timeline.
But so, that's cookie cutter, basic, no curveballs.
Think about that. Yeah, two years. We have a year to get a permit, get through the process and a permit, and a year to build.
Okay. And your first visit with a client that comes in, they know your work and they, you know, they're gushing. You said something during the break. How you sometimes your approach?
Well, first of all, if a client's going to come see me, they've already passed the test that they're slightly crazy to come in. I mean, it's not a standard office, so they're coming in to me for a reason. I got to figure out what that reason is. Some of them come in because they, you know, some developers would come in and say, "You got that Ablett's Tower approved. You can get anything approved." And I don't want to work with them. I want them to come in to see what I'm doing and come in for the architecture. So first of all, I got to figure that out. Is that why they're here? And then is there, and I try to scare them off in some way. That is, I want this relationship to be right. If I can see it's not going to be right, I'll find another architect for them, because there's great architects out there, and maybe that's where they should be. So it's just about relationships. If we're going to spend 2 to 3 years together, it's got to work out.
Yeah, it's an amazing process. It would be a dream of mine to build a house, but I think I don't know if I could really do it, even if I had all the money in the world, because I'm just so focused on details, and I would probably drive my architect crazy just wanting everything to be, you know, perfect or detailed oriented. But yeah, it's quite a unique relationship you have. I meet a client and take a listing or a buyer, and it's a relationship. Hopefully it doesn't last 2 years.
Right. Yeah, it's the most important meeting I have is the first one or two meetings to take the job or not. And you get better at that the older you get. You can see just this relationship's not going to work out. They don't want what I want. It's funny that why shouldn't they tell me, why should they get exactly what they want? I mean, but architecture is not a democracy. If everybody voted on what should go into a building, it would be the worst building you'd ever seen. So you sort of have to have someone like me or the architect making the final decisions, taking all the great ideas and all the needs from the client and the city and the whoever, the neighbors, and putting them all together so it all works. So it just has to go that way.
You have to meet someone that understands that process and understands that they can't just set, you know, A, B, C, D, and this has got to be this, and you know, it kind of would force your hand or constrict you, or you wouldn't be able to deliver, and then they wouldn't be happy.
That's right, and I only want people completely happy at the end of this project. It's a failure if they're not, and so far I have had great success with that, and they have to buy into what we're doing. What I'm doing. And I think that's too difficult for some people. But that's why I try to scare them off at the beginning. Come and look. Go look at all these buildings. Come into my office. And do you get it? Do you get that I will give you 100% for every decision, even in your, you know, some little detail in the back of your bathroom where the wall hits the something, the tub, or everything is going to be worked out here. So And the contractors will have give it the same attention. So, you have to buy off on that. And I've had nice meetings, trying to a little tension here and there with great clients.
Just right. I bet over the process and the long term, and things come up, and that happens in real estate as well in terms of buying or representing buyers and sellers. So Jeff Shelton, it's been a joy meeting you. I could just by your personality, I could just see where it all came from, you know, the genesis. And I liked your story that your parents didn't have any coloring books in the house whatsoever. There was no lines, no restrictions. You got a musician in the family and the ironworks brother, and now your daughter, and it's very exciting. And I really appreciate what you do, and appreciate explaining it to me, because I wish I had the time to be able to kind of like sit in your office one day and just kind of watch what you do. I'm fascinated with architecture.
Come on down.
It's really an amazing line of work, and you've done Spanish architecture with a twist here in Santa Barbara. Again, Jeff Shelton, just Google Jeff Shelton, find his website in Santa Barbara. Google Jeff Shelton Architect, Santa Barbara. Go over to Garden Street. Two of his buildings, 522 and 819 Garden Street, over on Chapala Street, 231 Chapala Street, and Santa Barbara Street, 521 Santa Barbara Street. And good luck finding your wedding ring. And if anything kind of falters a little bit on the marriage, I don't know, let me know, because I got someone to introduce you to. Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry. Jeff Shelton, the rest of you stay tuned. We'll come back with the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.